The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
You ready, Grandpa?
I'm ready.
Sounds like it. This guy named Thomas Jefferson, I think he was like the third president of the United States. Mm-hmm. You know what the guy said? I mean, this rebel.
What did he dare to say?
He said, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. But where the government fears the people, you have liberty.
Sounds like a good saying.
Wow. Can you believe that? A president of the United States made the distinction between
like
right and wrong. Totally.
That's pretty extreme.
Pretty extreme.
That the government should fear the people?
Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. What's the balance? What's the point of reference to the balance?
Law. Mm-hmm. And us being self-governed.
Give up rights for the common good because politicians, bureaucrats, and especially judges would have you believe that too much freedom will result in chaos.
That's right.
Therefore, we should gladly give up some of our rights for the good of the community. Does that sound familiar, folks? In other words, people acting in the name of government say, we need more laws and more jurors. As I've said, if we won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to settle for man's 10,000 commandments.
I say we just give up all of our freedoms, then we'll have more peace, right?
People acting in the name of government say we need more laws and more jurors to enforce these laws. No, if we enforce the ones that we had, and which we do have, we wouldn't need man's 10,000 commandments. The only thing that judges throughout the land need to do is enforce God's 10 commandments. Mm-hmm. Then we're not going to have a problem with the other unnecessary 10,000 commandments. I go on. Even if we had to give up some rights in the process, they believe the more laws that we have, the more control, thus we have a better society. I wonder who wrote this, Joseph Stalin, do you think?
Or one of his predecessors.
Probably. This theory may sound good on paper, and apparently many of our leaders, if that's what you want to call them, no, they're followers, think this way as evidenced by the thousands of new laws that are added to the books each year in this country. But no matter how cleverly this Marxist argument is made, the hard fact is that whenever you give up a right, America, you lose a free choice. Someone's trying to be your daddy. This just adds another control, and control's real name is bondage. You know, we'll decide for you. We know better than you do. And the logical conclusion would be that if giving up some rights produces a better society, then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society.
We could be robots.
Instead of us controlling and governing ourselves, we'll just have them go ahead and be our daddy or our big brother.
That's right.
Then by giving up all rights, we could produce the perfect society. Wow. That's pretty carnal, yeah?
It sounds pretty
Doesn't the
extreme.
Bible say where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty?
Mm-hmm.
What happens when there's no Spirit of the Lord?
You're not going to have
You
liberty.
Have bondage, then you have his carnality.
Fernands?
No, Mons.
Mons?
You think I was talking about Franzi?
I thought maybe you were saying it in French or something.
We could chain everybody to a tree for a lack of trust. This may prevent a crime, but it would destroy privacy. Hello, TSA. Which is the heartbeat of freedom. It would also destroy trust, which is the foundation of dignity. Correct. You hear me out there, you dignified ones? Rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up wrongs. Did you hear me, folks? Rather than giving up rights, we should be giving up our wrongs. God empowers us through his law as he liberates us as we obey that law because we love. The opposite of control is chaos. More laws do not make fewer criminals, folks. It's when you enforce those laws onto judgment, you have fewer criminals. I'm sorry. We must give up wrongs, not rights, for a better society. Listen carefully. William Pitt of the British House of Commons once proclaimed, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. Let me say it again. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Let me say it again. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. We need to do more. We need to have TSA in the airports. Mm. We need more police on the streets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need more government. We need bigger government. We need more bureaucracy because the people can't control themselves. That's They're right. not able to govern themselves, folks. But listen carefully to what William Pitt rightly said. He said, it is the argument of tyrants, and it is the creed of slaves. Are you being liberated through the enforcement of laws, folks? Are you being brought into bondage through man's 10,000 laws? I submit that to your candor. I lay that to your feet, America. Is this what you're hearing on a constant basis? We need more. We need more control. That's exactly what we're hearing today. But what did Thomas Jefferson say? And I speak to those people out there that can govern themselves. Where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. And let me say this again for the record. Government is an extension of who we are, folks. They're not separate from who we are. We work together with good people to establish liberty throughout the land. Folks, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You've got Bradley and Jake. We're going to take a quick break. If you want to be a part of today's show, that number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about this very topic. And what are judges today doing? Are they liberating? Are they encouraging
the Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet and get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You know, we got to start showing these GCN folks that we can cut the rug. I don't know when that's going to happen, but I suppose sooner or later it will happen. Folks, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. There's a lot of you out there.
Bad guys.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this sunny Monday in the state of Minnesota, June 27th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Again, folks, heads up, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. I don't bite. Jake might, but I don't. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. And again, the Sons of Liberty is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Just a side note, Saturday, early morning, well, not early morning, but it was in the middle of the morning, probably about between 10 and 12. I'm out cutting the grass, doing the trim on the fence, because I work, therefore I have a house.
That's a good idea to work.
And it's not an entitlement. I've actually worked to the bone for that place. And I'm cutting the grass. I'm weed whipping, and all of a sudden I hear this. And you could literally feel it. And I looked up. And I seen four, I believe they were F-16s.
Fighting planes.
They were fighters, dude. They were some bad boys. Folks, I could feel these guys miles away, and I had to look up, and all of a sudden these four fighters flew right over the top of me. And I had to set down my trimmer. I didn't want them to see me. I didn't want to shame my bros that were up in the airplane, right? Mightiest military in the world.
You armed with your weed
whip. I didn't want to encourage the enemy by them seeing me with the weed whip in my hand. On a serious note, I had to set the weed whip down, and I looked up, and I had the goosebumps. And I looked up, and I said, like a little kid, that was the first time I ever seen it like that. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. I was just sitting here saying, awesome. And they flew by about 2 miles, and I seen them turn around. And then they went towards you. I live rural, folks, so I seen them kind of go towards that direction, a little northeast. And then all of a sudden I seen him kind of go over towards kind of like northwest. And I thought, okay, they're gone. And I ran out of gas on my trimmer. Excuse me. And I walked down the yard, and I picked up some gas, and my little boy came outside, and he goes, "Dad, what was that?" I said, "Honey, those were some fighter jets." And he goes, "Where are they?" I said, "I don't know." He goes, "Are they good or are they bad?" I said, "They're good.
They're good guys.
And all of a sudden, I started hearing them rumbling, you know, just you could feel it and you could hear it. And I said, "It looks like they're coming back again." And all of a sudden, there was two on the left and two on the right. And they met right in the center over the lake, and they flew towards Minneapolis. No, I mean, dude, you know, I'm not a little kid, but I felt like a little kid because I literally sat there and said, "Awesome. Awesome." It was really like that. So anyways, I just thought. And you guys out there, you big bad boys with, you know, shaved heads and bull rings in your ears and little goatees on. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. We thought there was an air show going on.
Yeah.
There's no air show. We're just trying to figure out.
Just a show for you
guys. No, they were playing up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were literally playing around. But them things are so incredibly quick that it's almost scary. I was in Israel, I believe, in 92. I went with a church group. And when we were there, I remember these F-16s were breaking the sound barrier. And it would just sound, boom. That's all you'd hear. Mm-hmm. And you'd see them fly by, and you couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
It was pretty incredible stuff. So, anyways. Well, didn't you have anything to say about it?
That's what you're
a show host, right?
Co-host. Co-host. Supporting. I thought it was a great
story.
You're
a co-host of the show host.
That's right. So I say, yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, did
good
you
job.
See him? I know Heather's seen him.
I didn't see him.
Well, you said the cops seen him.
Yep. Everybody, I think, in Wright County saw
him. Well, there's no way you weren't going to see those.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was really, wow. Anyways, I just thought I'd share that. Folks, if you've never seen an F-16 fly over the top of your house before,
you got to do it.
It's pretty fearfully awesome. The power of man's might in the military, it's incredible. I really can't say anything less than that. Because even when my wife came out, she said, "What was that?" And I told her what it was, and it was just like, wow. You know, wasn't it Spider-Man that said, "With much power comes much responsibility"?
That was his uncle.
Yeah, you know, we have to be responsible for what we have, don't we?
Yep.
Okay. Anyways, let's get back to our point, because Grandpa over here is just kind of dragging the show down into the dirt. If he wants, hey, Jake.
I'm a good crutch, aren't I?
Hello.
Good co-host.
Oh.
I like that trumpet in the back. That was good.
I kind of got that messed up a little bit, Carrie, but anyways. Folks, let's get back to the point here. If you lower the law, you dim the light in which man perceives his own guilt. If there is no law, there is no transgression. So let me say it again. If you lower the law, you dim the light in which man perceives his own guilt. We were talking about, right before the break, some of the issues at hand about giving up rights.
Yep. For a better society.
And man wants to bring in more laws, and they want more control. Mm-hmm. And what I said is, if we won't listen to God's 10 commandments, we're going to end up listening to man's 10,000 commandments. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to listen to the 10 if your heart is right. But if your heart is wrong and you want to turn away from the God that gave you liberty, then you're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. And what you're going to have is you're going to have bondage.
You know, and Montesquieu said this, and I think this sums up our mode of thought here. There is no crueler tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law and in the name of justice. Our government's job is to encourage self-government, which is why our founders always encouraged the church and religion, because that they knew that it would morally bridle man's tendencies.
Okay, so
but without that encouragement, you're just going to have a justice system that claims to have all of the answer.
And it's their answers, not the one that gave the answer.
And they want order. And they say, in order to have order, we need laws. Well, whose laws and who are they based on? The answer is found in us, like you said earlier, giving up our wrongs, not giving up our rights.
That's right.
Because our rights don't produce, laws don't aim for rights. Laws protect rights. They don't take them away.
Now,
so thus showing you, these aren't really laws when they take away a right.
And it was also De Montesquieu there that said that liberty is only found in what the law permits.
That's right.
But what I'm seeing today, and I asked the question before we left, they want you to give up your rights. Mm-hmm. But what are they doing when they're causing you or requesting you that you give up their rights? Mm-hmm. Your rights, America.
You're giving them power and control.
They want you to give up your rights while they teach you to act out the wrong.
That's right.
Here, let me
perfect example.
Explain myself.
God's under attack.
God isn't under attack.
By government systems. They're trying to attack the name of God, religion, morality, and all of those
things.
That's
right. God can be under attack all day long. The wrath of God abides upon them. He sits in the heavens and he laughs at them. Psalm 2.
And he'll see them destroyed because history proves that point. Tyrants rise up to a certain point.
Remember the existence of God? Remember that quote that you were talking about, the existence of God and light? What was that quote?
Yeah, we don't need to light a candle to see the sun. We don't need to prove that there's a God. He's already self-evident.
That's right. I mean, that's how ridiculous this is when they set themselves against God.
And that shows you who your enemy is, those that set themselves against God, because God gave rights. God gave law to protect those rights. And so when somebody wants to attack God, he's attacking the
fighter. I don't even like that you're saying to attack God. He who spits against heaven shall surely fall on his own back. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, it's that simple.
That's true.
I mean, to say we're going to attack God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, you tyrants out there, can I ask you, how does that work?
Yeah.
Who gave you breath?
Yeah, how are you going to do that? And what's undermining what they say, nobody's ever going to come out and say, I attack God, because most of them say that they're Christians and they pray. But the fact is when they are attacking your rights and your liberties, they are attacking God, because God gave those rights and those liberties. They are attacking God's creation. Those are truly the enemies, and that's what they usurp to do, they attempt to do. Once you give up all of your rights, then the next thing that they do is they go and say, okay, well, that was easy. What more can we get?
Yeah.
And what they do is they encroach upon God's territory, God's jurisdiction.
Well, and that's what we've just seen, even, for example, in Texas just last week. The joker out there, the Supreme, or this federal court judge.
Yeah.
He said, you know, to a kid that you can't say that and you can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
You better not pray. You better not say any of the names of deity. You better not say that. You better not say this. America, when you hear a judge say stuff like that, you better learn how to say impeachment.
That's right. Quickly.
Yes, very quickly, because he is attacking your foundation. He's attacking everything you are. By the way, the federal court above him came in and reversed everything he did the very next day.
Yep. And when a criminal...
That's a good judge.
When a police officer sees a criminal perpetrating a crime, committing a crime, he doesn't take his time to get that criminal into jail. He immediately apprehends that criminal and throws him in. And a lot of people don't understand that when judges do these things, when they go outside of their constitutional jurisdiction, that is criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Constitution is the
law. Right.
When you break the Constitution, you're breaking the law. Hence, you're a criminal, and therefore you need to be apprehended, not in a little bit of time, or maybe he made a mistake, he'll make up for it. No, immediately. Criminals deserve justice immediately for the sake of the innocent.
Okay, now what we're going to talk about here is, just as I said, they want us to give up rights, but what they want to do when you give up your rights, they want to teach you how to act the wrong. And I'm not talking about the majority, I'm talking about the leaven in the lump that we need to cut off and say, see ya, wouldn't want to be it. We're going to hit that right when we come back. We're going to talk about a Supreme Court decision that took place just today concerning kids in video games. You got Bradley and Jake one more time, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's get to this really quick because it's important. CNBC, June 27th, 2011, that would be today. The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down California's attempt to restrict the sale, listen carefully, of violent video games to children, saying the state's controversial 2005 law was a violation of free speech. Folks, do you see the contradiction here? Like, majorly. Me and Jake were just talking about it right at the break. Isn't it interesting? Freedom to these people says go ahead and teach kids how to kill cops. Freedom to these people says go ahead and teach the young how to rape. Freedom to these people teach how to little children how to pimp women and steal cars and even shoot up schools. That's what their freedom teaches. Mm-hmm. Folks, let me say it this way. Freedom does not encourage crime. It does just the exact opposite, but what you're having is Supreme Court judges do just the opposite. Freedom does not encourage crimes. It enforces the laws of the land that produce the freedom. It's really simple. As long as I'm driving down the street and I'm abiding by the laws of the land, I got it set on cruise control called real grace. That's the fulfilling of that law. And it produces liberty. But if my foot gets a little heavy and I want to go 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone, are you with me? Mm-hmm. I'm breaking the law. That is endangering other people's lives. But the Supreme Court today struck down California's attempt to restrict the sale of these violent video games to the children, which is ultimately the responsibility of the parents. Mm-hmm. And when you leave it up to the judges, little side note,
they'll be the parents.
What you're doing is you're giving them control. And we were just talking about control. And this is the control that they want. In a 7-2 ruling, the court said that despite California's arguments that strict scrutiny laws, which govern the distribution of adult entertainment to minors, should apply to this sort of material. The First Amendment protections outweighed those concerns. You have got to be kidding me, folks. Who do these people think they are? How foolish have you become to believe they know better than you do? They're saying, in essence, folks, that it's okay for these distributors to go ahead and teach your kids how to commit crimes. And then the bureaucracy comes in because you, of course, can't govern yourselves or your children. When your kid commits the crime because you've allowed him to be taught the crime by these violent video games, here comes the bureaucracy and says, hey, we can help you out. Let's get some counseling. Let's get some antidepressants. Let's throw him in jail. And by the way, after he commits a crime, he's still okay because it's three strikes and you're out in America. Don't worry about it the first time you kill somebody or even the second time you might rape somebody because you have a legal system that says it's okay until you do it the third time and then three strikes, you're out. You have Supreme Court justices encouraging the crimes. How are they encouraging the crimes? Inadvertently, I hope. Inadvertently, I hope, just for the record. Justice Antonio Scalia, he's supposed to be the conservative on the bench, folks. You should see how much damage this guy has done to the conservative cause and to freedom of speech. But the conservatives are all behind Mr. Scalia. He's our man. He's our man. If nobody can do it, Scalia can. Video games qualify for the First Amendment protection, the court said in its ruling. Oh yes, Supreme Court of the United States. Oh yes, God. Oh yes, God of all creation. Whatever you say. Like protected books, plays, and movies, they communicate ideas through familiar devices and features distinctive to the medium and the basic principles of freedom of speech. Freedom is not found in breaking the law, America. It's that simple. You know, one of the things that I thought about, and I submit this to your candor, folks. I want you to think about what I'm saying to you right now. Where did you learn how to commit any kind of a crime? How did you learn how to lie? How did you learn how to steal? Who taught you that? Who taught you how to lust? Who taught you how to drink? Who taught you to be curious about maybe drugs or illegal substances? I know where. For me, it doesn't take a genius to figure it out. Hollywood. Hollywood promotes the crime. And the politicians sit there and say, no, it's freedom of speech. And then once the crime is committed, they're trying to figure out what the problem is.
How do we solve the problem?
You enforce the laws before prevention is better than cure. And that's how we've always been set up in this country up until 1968, of course.
You know, a good gauge for this is freedom is what the law permits. So we understand now what freedom is, what the law permits. Take some of these crimes, for instance, adultery or rape or murder or any of these things these video games promote. And now here's the litmus test. Because people that refuse to be ruled by God's Ten Commandments, that's the ultimate test in common law. How about this? We go to the veterans that saw their buddies blown up out in foreign wars, and we say to them, hey, did your buddy die so that we could promote prostitution on video games?
That's right.
Let's use that for a litmus test.
Common sense.
Let's apply the blood to it.
Common sense.
And then secondly, what they try to do is they scratch their heads after they say, oh, yeah, that's what they died for. Veterans died so we could burn the flag and desecrate our laws and bring down liberty to the fact of it's just a lascivious desire of a man. That's his liberty. He's liberated to do whatever he wants that his heart will lust after. Then we have problems created. We have all of these people throughout society that can't control themselves or handle themselves, yeah. And they're creating crimes on a regular basis, DWIs. They're going out and they're raping women. They're going out and becoming prostitutes, or they're becoming pimps, or they're stealing or thefts. And then they say, oh, now we've got to solve that problem. No, the solution to the problem is not to allow the promotion of the problem.
We got the answer.
More control.
Hey, Joe over there for another bureaucracy, you want to come over here? How much money you got, dude?
That's right.
Come on. Let's call an ace for an ace, folks. Let's call a spade for a spade.
What kind of department can we create here? And then where do we get the money?
Eric and Dylan from Columbine High School, for those that didn't know, they were playing Doom like it was a reality show to them before they went up and shot that school. By the way, they were both on antidepressants. But this is justice according to the system. Completely untrue. Let me tell you what Robert Kennedy said. He said, every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the law flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and our ears to the corrupt because we are too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice.
Inaction.
Again, what it comes down to, what you tolerate, don't complain about it. Why do kids kill? Who teaches them to kill, folks? Why do kids molest and rape? Why do we have teen pregnancy shooting through the roof? Like, who is teaching in these crimes? Well, according to the Supreme Court justice, it's okay to teach in that stuff.
Those the government's protecting. That's right.
That is about the most backward, one of the most backwards things I've ever heard in my life. And everybody's sitting there saying, well, oh, the Supreme Court gods said so. Mm-hmm. No, folks. They work for you. But if you're not ruled by God, neither will they be ruled by God.
Right.
Do you see how that works? I have the answer, as usual. And it's not my mind, it's the mind of the Spirit.
It's always been there.
Psalm 2:10 and through 12. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son. Agree with Him. Lest He be angry and you perish from the way when His wrath, not yours, be kindled but a little. God is saying you better find yourselves in agreement with His word, judges of the earth. You are to judge according to what the laws are in the books. My gosh, Jake, folks, where's the common sense in this kind of stuff?
It's only common sense when you don't have common sense. That's the only place it is. When you're in this very la-la land of I'm going to create my own guides and my own boundaries, which goes back to the very beginning, who do they want to be? They want to be the gods of society. And when I say God, I'm not talking about the eternal God who sits as the judge in heaven. I'm talking about gods like Caesar was a god. I'm talking about gods like Pharaoh was a god. Their idea of God is just somebody that's a superhuman that's above the rest of the people. That's what God is to them because they claim they don't believe in a higher God. That's ultimately, it's nothing new under the sun. And those people that would seek to become gods on this earth, that is what they have to look forward to is God's wrath. And those of you that know the truth is on our side, some of this stuff is so ridiculous, it's like, give me a break. But just because truth is on our side does not mean that we sit down. We fight for that truth, and we be found on God's side, we receive a victory. And you will, the more you labor in these type of, the more you labor for truth, the more you will receive that victory.
What's interesting is over 46 million households have video game systems, and many have more than one. Last year, consumers spent nearly $16 billion in the United States on video games.
There we're at it. Okay,
so
$16
folks,
billion.
Put that into perspective.
Yep.
Would you please?
So where does justice come from? Well, there's a $16 billion industry here, and we could even make more money if we had more opportunity
but you're making
to sell
a pretty
more games.
You're making a pretty strong accusation.
Well, just follow the money.
Follow the fruit.
That's right, and the fruit will follow right after that.
That's exactly right. Oh, that's slanderous. I can't even believe you would suggest such a thing.
That's what's going on.
That's exactly right. I mean, people sit there and they act like they don't have eyes and they don't have ears, and it's right in front of you.
Yep.
You know, it's interesting, too, folks, is when God restored peace and justice to a land, He restored the judges.
That's right.
He went after the judges and He said, I'm gonna give you peace for 40 more years in the book of Judges. And when He gave them that 40 more years, guess what He restored? Good judges that wouldn't pervert the laws any longer. Again, folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. One more call out and I'm done. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. This is your country, America.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking again, folks, about how freedom does not encourage crimes. It enforces the laws. As a matter of fact, them laws preserve life. And speaking of life, we're talking about backward judgment today. Did you guys know that just recently, just in the last couple days, the Justice Department under President Barack Obama has taken a harder line against anti-abortion, not pro-life.
Oh, yeah, sure. Those anti-guys.
Anti-abortion activists accused of trying to block access to clinics. Anti-abortion, not pro-life. It's a good thing someone stood in the way for you there, Mr. Barack Obama.
Yeah, what happened there, Barry?
I don't know, but we're not sure if it was human. I think he's right.
Oh, that's true. Some kind of subhuman, super...
Suing at least a half a dozen of them under a federal law that lay mostly dormant during the Bush administration. Government records obtained by the Associated Press show that in slightly over 2 years, the Obama Justice Department has filed six lawsuits under the, listen to this, folks, again, backwards meaning, backwards definition, six lawsuits under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act.
Freedom.
Mostly to seek injunctions and fines. That compares with just one lawsuit during the entire 8 years of Mr. George W. Bush. And that's interesting because if you look at the parallel to that, you have Hans von Spaswalski with the Heritage Foundation reminded us of the outrage over the members of the new Black Panthers intimidating voters outside a polling place in November 2008 election, and U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder refusing to pursue prosecution.
Oh, they have rights.
I see how that works. You just become lawless, and then you put into put into positions of
and then you can make your
the
choice.
Justice Department. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Yet, he says, the federal government took a Kansas woman to court for writing a letter to the physician, a letter containing no threat of violence whatsoever about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
They filed lawsuits.
Oh, sure. Where's the free speech there?
I can make a video game that comes against abortion. You can be 11 years old, go to school, don't have to say anything to your parents, and just go ahead.
First Amendment?
Get an abortion.
Freedom of speech, right?
It's got to be.
But, boy, you write a letter to Article 3 in the Constitution, Section 2, talks about the judicial power. It shall extend to all cases in law and equity arising under this Constitution. So it's not a judge's opinion, nor a judge's interpretation of the law. Which goes back to original intent. What was the intent of the lawmakers when they created the law? A Supreme Court justice cannot reach into the state of California that has an established law that is upholding the liberty of those that abide by the law and change it because it limits them right here in this Constitution.
Well, it sounds to me, as you're talking about this, Jake, that they're not being ruled by the laws that they want to enforce, and they want to enforce the laws according to what they say rather than what the laws of the lands say.
So here's the strategy. Okay, first we need to get rid of God. We need to demonize that kind of talk. Then after that, because then people will say that there is no such thing as absolutes. We'll get
and when
that.
You say there is no such thing as God, then guess who you just gave yourself over to, folks?
Okay, a new God. You're going to submit to somebody.
Says Pharaoh.
The superhumans, the elitists. Then next they say, okay, now that they've bought that whole garbage or they've laid down and we said there's no God, then we're going to come over here and we're going to say, now what is the Constitution? It's living, breathing. And now every constitutional convention starts with a new judge's opinion.
Sure.
We've got case law and evolutionary law.
Sure.
This stuff all ties together. Same source, same idea and concept that they don't want to be ruled by anybody, yet they want to rule you.
But Mayberry versus Madison, 5 U.S., 2 Cranch, 137, 174, 176, 1803, states,
here we go,
all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Here, I'll give you another one. Miranda versus Arizona, 384, U.S., 436, page 491. Where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them, do away with them, folks. Here, let me give you one more. The general misconception is that any statute passed by the legislators bearing the appearance of law, because he said so, are you with me, constitutes the law of the land. The United States Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement with that mosaic foundation, institution called government. It is impossible for a law which violates the Constitution to be valid. This is succinctly stated as follows.
Mm-hmm. Or a law that's going to protect your rights, because, again, that's the purpose of law.
That's now, that Thomas Jefferson guy said that, too. The whole purpose of government is to ensure your rights, not take them away.
That's why we instituted it.
Amen.
Because government is based upon, well, here's another concept. When a judge comes in and says, this is how we get all these funky new laws that we think are laws. When the judge comes in and says, well, that's against the First Amendment. To bar these video game players of their rights of their artistic expression and naked women on their video games, etc. Now, all of a sudden, we inadvertently think, if we're not thinking people, we think that, okay, then it's not against the law to commit prostitution or to commit rape or to commit murder. Now, in those type of cases, you have to understand that that's where the judges come in and we have what's called an oligarchy, where there's tyranny that's reigned by the bench because they get the final say. But no, constitutionally, again, their job is just to be servants. It was the least likely branch to get out of hand by Alexander Hamilton because all they were to do was to take what the legislators did and apply the law to those situations and to those different issues and areas. But what you have now is when you come into a liberal administration that says, we don't like the law. We are against the law. We hate the law. Or as Nancy Pelosi said, Thank God the founders made our Constitution amendable. Oh, so what should we amend, Nancy? What doesn't agree with you?
She knows best for everybody.
And everybody chuckles. I'm glad.
She is. I'm so glad she's there.
So then what they attempt to do is eliminate the Constitution. But again, got news for these type of people that are attempting to do this all through history. It's failed. It's never worked. It's never succeeded because the people rose up, because the Spirit of God rose up in those people, and they destroyed tyranny. And the only thing those tyrants had to look forward was the judgment of God, which is appointed on a man to die once, and then the judgment.
And so therefore, when they don't enforce the laws of the land, they themselves have now become the criminals
the
people.
Criminal.
Do you see how that becomes a tyrant, folks?
That's right. And that's not
they work against liberty itself by becoming the dictator of them laws.
Yep. That's not. And that's
and
not
it's called
too,
policy.
And that's not too harsh of a word. What happens when a police officer starts to not go to a judge, but when a police officer starts to legalize? In other words, I won't prosecute criminals in my county. He's twice as responsible for it. Leaders, lawmakers, you're twice as responsible for what you do because you sit in a position that God ordained for you to preserve the rights of people. If you're grasping and taking those rights away, you have double judgment upon you.
Can I prove my point here? Mm-hmm. I'm going to put my foot down.
Put it down.
Okay.
Let's go down.
Here it comes. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read.
Yes, that's good to read.
To meditate upon.
The law.
Perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments. Said the Supreme Court in Stone versus Graham.
So they got the concept of the law. That's what it's for.
Exactly right.
Okay. But now what do they say?
Here's the punchline.
Okay.
This is not a permissible state objective.
Oh.
They're saying, folks, the Supreme Court said that this is not a permissible state objective to obey the laws that encourage liberty.
A judge that enforces the law says that it's not good to teach the children to respect the law. Now, that makes sense.
And obey God.
That's why things are going great on Capitol Hill.
Well, that's why the Lord said that, listen, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver you. If you want to go to Isaiah 60, he said, the nation that won't serve him shall surely perish. Mm-hmm. He'll waste that nation. If you go to the book of Psalm 9, he talks about how he'll turn that nation into hell. They're going to wonder what's going on, and it's so simple. The lighthouse is right in front of you. The two pillars. The two pillars, as George Washington rightly said, religion and morality are the essential pillars to civil society. And what are they? The Bible and the Constitution. And I hope to God, and I pray, every show that we have here, folks, on the Sons of Liberty, always points you back to the two pillars, the Constitution and the Bible, not man's opinion or his stature. Because, listen, our stature and what we find, what we exceed to develop into by growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is a risen Christ, not man's fallen carnal nature. Mm-hmm. Never, ever, ever. It's not my opinion. It's who you are, folks, like it or not. If you want to restore who we are as a people, we're talking about restoration, not change. Mm-hmm. Right, folks?
That's right.
We don't want change. You can have your change back. We want restoration. Then you have to obey the precepts that God has bestowed upon us through the Ten Commandments. Read Jeremiah 6:16. Go back to the old past. It's really that simple, folks. It really is.
It's way too simple, I think, for these poor guys that are so educated. They've got to use their doctorate and their credentials somewhere.
Credentials.
This isn't complicated enough.
Maybe we need to get back to the credentials next week.
I think so. Man, that must be what we're missing.
You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We will talk to you tomorrow. We love you by what we do, not only by what we say. We'll talk to you then.